They'll open the doors to everybody at 6 o'clock. Come on down here and check it out. There are a lot of great food, a lot of great drink, a lot of other great things for you to see down here as well. So come on down here and check it out. Best of Lorain County. We're having a ball here. Andy Bulbarch and Cindy Breida. And Diane Alcorn joins us right now. Diane, how are you?
I'm great. Nice to be with you. Hi, Bull. Hi, Cindy. Good to see you both.
I'm glad to see that you're up on your feet, kind of, and moving around. And, you know,
slowly
yet surely. But you've got that thing on for what, five more weeks, you
said?
Five
more weeks, yeah. The boot.
The boot.
Got the boot for five more weeks.
See, you know, we could put this blame on your husband because you were carrying things out to the
That's right. He could have been carrying them out.
He could have been, right?
Yeah.
He should have been carrying those things out.
No, it's just one of those things.
It happens.
Right.
It happens. Summer accident, these things go down. Well, let's talk about Arabic and
Amherst. Absolutely, yes.
Great, great stuff. Of course, we're going to be there for Spotlight on Amherst next
week. We are
so
excited. We're really anxious to have you all there. It's going to be a fun time. We love having you at Arabica. So next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in the morning. Craig and Bruce, I think 7 to 9.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. Good
great.
Place to come wake yourself up and get going before your workday begins, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Nice. So what's cracking at Arabica and Amherst?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of summer specials going on. Of course, our blended coffees, our frozen blended drinks, our iced coffees. We have lemonade, organic lemonade, which has been very popular. We can flavor that for you with all-natural fruit syrups. We have our iced tea, our regular iced tea, and we also have two new flavors, a mango black iced tea and a pomegranate green tea. Those are new, and they're very popular as well. We've got a couple new salads on the menu for summer, something light and fresh, a couple new sandwiches. So we're always trying to change it up and give some different options along with all our standard classic menu items.
I'm a big sweets guy, so I've got to ask you about the pastries. I love sweets. I mean, I threatened to give your husband maybe a piece of pie. But I love my sweets, so when it comes to pastries, I've got to get the lowdown.
Well, of course, we always have our Kudrowski's Bakery shelf, so we've got all your Kudrowski favorites. We have some in-house stuff. One of our cooks, Liz, just made up a batch of candy loaded brownies today, so those are on the counter. So there's always something different. We've always got our muffins and our gluten-free muffin option, which is great.
That's
for those
right.
that need a gluten-free option.
Love that stuff. I mean, a candy loaded brownie, can you give me just paint the picture for me here, because that
brownies
just awesome.
Loaded with your favorite candy bars. I think she's got Reese pieces and Hershey bar, and I don't even know what else. I know she's got those two, and probably I think she's got three different candy bars in there.
Holy smokes.
So Diane, what is the popular coffee flavor?
Probably a caramel. You mean as far as just a standard coffee? Probably a caramel macchiato seems to be really popular. And one of our signature drinks, which is the Buckeye.
Ooh.
It's an Arabica signature, and it's mocha, chocolate, and peanut butter, and our Nutella cream, which is hazelnut and chocolate.
Wow.
So I would say those are very popular.
Now, do you change it seasonally? I mean,
yes, ooh, absolutely. Okay. So coming up, you know, fall, everybody will be crazy about the pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have pumpkin, of course, and, you know, butter pecan and all that kind of good stuff. And then come winter, we've got some winter stuff as well. And our coffees, what we really try to strive for is freshness, of course. And our coffees, Our roasters, Caruso's Roasters, right here in the area. They're out of Brecksville. So the nice thing is we have a really great relationship with them. And I place our coffee order. They pretty much roast those beans to order that day, and they get delivered to us the next day. So we take special orders for any coffee. If you don't see it on our retail shelves, if you want coffee for home, just come in and ask, and we'll special order it. We'll have it to you within the week, and I guarantee that it'll be fresh and the best coffee you'll ever have. Really, truly.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Sounds
thank
amazing.
You. Yeah.
You have a favorite?
Wow. You know what? We're sampling it today. We're out here today. We've got our booth, so we hope everybody steps out. Probably my favorite right now, the roast, is called Ole Mole. And it's kind of a regular medium roast coffee, but it's got flavor notes in it. It's flavored with mocha, cinnamon, and hot chili peppers. And it sounds really crazy, but I tell you that just that little hint of chili pepper really wakes up those coffee notes, and it is delicious. So we've got carafes of that over by our table. Stop by. We're going to be sampling a couple of fraps. Well, actually just one fun frap. It was a summer, it's called the summer frap, and two of our baristas, I think it was Kaylee and Lauren, came up with this, and it is our, we do our own cold brew espresso. So it's cold brew espresso with our blended base. It's a sweet base mix, and it's got coconut and salted caramel in it. It's delicious. So we've got that as a sample, and we're also sampling today our house chicken salad, which is probably our best-selling menu item. It's got almonds and grapes and chicken. It's delicious. So we'll be giving out samples of that as well.
Holy moly, right? Is that what it's called?
Holy moly.
Holy moly.
Holy moly.
So I've got a question about that, too, because when you put these together, right, you've got the cinnamon and you've got that little pepper in there as well. Do you get that bite at the beginning when it first hits your lips, or you get that at the very end?
To be honest with you, for me, I guess everybody's palate is different, but for me, I don't really taste a bite because okay. It's just such a small hint of it I'm thinking that they put in it. It just, like I said, it's just enough to brighten up those notes, and it's delicious.
You mentioned so many awesome things in there, too. I have to go back and rewind, and I have to ask you about that Buckeye Mocha. See, I've never had a Buckeye Mocha before, but that really sounds fantastic with the Nutella cream and the peanut butter. I can't believe I've never come across that, especially in the state we live in, because it feels like Buckeye anything is
right.
Available. That sounds unbelievable.
The Buckeyes, yeah, it's very popular. It's just chocolate peanut butter, you know, mocha peanut butter, and then the hazelnut and chocolate. So both of them really, really good.
Sorry, I got excited. I stepped up.
I know,
over.
I know.
Sorry.
Buckeye. So how do you come up with your blends? How do you come up with your flavors?
Well, we have our standard Arabica signature drinks, and both the Buckeye and the Nutella cream are both signature drinks. And then we just kind of, that's one of my favorite things. I'm like living out my dream, you know, playing in a coffee shop every day. It's so much fun.
Wow.
So we just, you know, we come up with just, we're like, hey, that might be good. And so we'll just experiment and play and come up with some different things.
Very interested in the Holy Moly.
Yes. Now that is coming from our roaster Caruso's in Brecksville. That was just a blend that they came up with, and we caught on to that, and it's flying off the shelf. So we rotate our coffee flavors every day. So every day that you come in, we always have our standard house blend. We always have a dark roast. We always have our decaf and a flavored decaf. And then we have two flavored drip coffees. So like Ole Moly might be one. And then the Bananas Foster that we have. We have a Bananas Foster today that we're sampling out. That's one of our, you know, roasted flavors. We have a blueberry cinnamon crumble for summer that's really popular.
Wow.
Cherry vanilla was another popular one. There's, I don't know, I could list, you know, there's probably 20 of them that we have, and we rotate those through every day.
I mean, I'm not even sure if I could pick a favorite. There's so many good ones in there. They all sound so awesome. Now, we're coming up on the fall. You briefly mentioned this earlier about the pumpkin stuff. Everybody goes wild, especially around September. Although, you know what? It feels like the whole pumpkin thing, the pumpkin craze, it gets earlier and earlier every
year. Makes me crazy. I personally, yeah, it does make me crazy because it's like wishing summer away. You know, I'm kind of like, I got really defiant last year, and I said, we're not putting the pumpkin out until, you know, September or whatever. And then people were coming in, they were getting mad at us because we didn't have the pumpkin out. So I'll probably have to, you know, kind of give in to the customer demand this year. So we'll have it for you. Once people start getting crazy for the pumpkin, we'll have it, you know.
What do you guys have that sets your pumpkin stuff apart from anybody else? Because everybody's pumpkin really kind of has taken a different twist and turn over the years. I feel like pumpkin just by itself about 10 years ago was fine as a standalone item, but people have kind of twisted and turned it a few different ways. What do you guys do with that?
We do a couple different pumpkins. We do the pumpkin with the butter pecan. We'll do a pumpkin vanilla. We'll do, you know, so we mix and play with that as well. We'll come up with some stuff. We do a pumpkin chai. We do a pumpkin, you know, frozen. We can do anything that we can do hot, we can do iced or frozen. And our cold brew is not a cold brew coffee per se, like a regular coffee. All our cold brew and our cold brew coffee drink is actually espresso based. So we cold brew our espresso, which is a little bit different than a lot of the other places do it. So when you come in and you try any of our cold drinks, you're going to taste a difference. You're going to taste that really nice syrupy coffee flavor to it. It's not going to be watered down per se. You're gonna get your money's worth. Let's put it that way. So
very nice. Well, I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to being there next week for the
we
spotlight.
We are too. Thank you so much for coming out. Thanks for having me on.
Oh,
it's great to see you both.
Well, we're so used to hearing your husband on the radio off there after all these years. It's only fitting that we give you at least a few minutes here, right?
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Diane, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All righty. We need to take a break. We'll come back right after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.